views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So I've been using this radio show to show people how easy it is to solve problems when you identify the true source of the problem. And I've brought a lot of energetic practitioners on this show that I love to work with. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Today I have one of my favorite energy practitioners here. Sharan Sirdar is an epigeneticist by training and work history, and she turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a degree in microbiology, a master's in human genetics, and she worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV, Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics, which is not the easiest thing to do, but you make it look easy, Sharan. Are you there?
I am. Thank you. Thank you, Colette. Thank you for having me again. And it's always such so much fun just being here with you.
And you know, Sharan, you and I have both been really busy. And, you know, tell us, what have you been up to? Because I see your antics on Facebook.
Antics. I like that.
I would, yeah, just tell us what you've been up to, because you've been busy.
I have. I've been on a summit, which is called the Soul of Healing Summit, which was really, really amazing, because the people that were on that summit, the whole collection of people and the energy that was putting out was basically that we can and we have the ability to heal ourselves. And there's just this innate wisdom within us that we can do that. And it was really powerful, that energy that was put out in that summit. So I was really honored to be part of that.
Yeah. And I mean, for us, I mean, how long have we been working together now? 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I couldn't help but notice that on July 9th, there was a crop circle at Stonehenge, and we had been out there on October 8th, 21 months before that. And, you know, the energy there was so well, it was intense that day.
Yes, it was.
And I mean, I refer to you lovingly, you and your sister Amrit, as my Stonehenge sisters.
Yes.
Because we could feel that the energy around there was just so powerful. Mm-hmm. And we are also in a position where we are, you know, we were feeling a big shift. And this is something that you and I've talked about a lot. And being that from your scientific background, I just love this because you know, just tell us, we wanted to talk about, you know, how we can kind of get caught up in the story of our genetics. And quite often, a lot of the issues are from the ancestors coming through. And so do you want to just speak about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, as you know, Colette, you know, people will come to us and they'll say, I've got such and such an issue, and then you begin to work on them, and it uncovers how much of that energy that was contributing to the way they're feeling or whatever was showing up in their life was actually as a result of ancestral energies that have been passed on. So at the point of conception, that whatever the mom and dad had, the energies that they had were passed on. And these come from times when their ancestors were going through something that was very traumatic. So it could be a famine, it could be a drought, it could be, you know, I mean, you know, we know what, you know, the history of the planet. I mean, just horrendous stuff that people have put other people through. And so that can be quite, you know, shocking. And so it lodges in the body. And so as a result of that, those energies are the ones that get passed on. And so as they get passed on, they're the ones that the DNA, so that's epigenetics, is that the DNA is listening to those energies, and it's a signal to the DNA as to how our bodies are going to show up. And so, you know, even if somebody's got an issue that shows up, say, at age 40, there was a trigger there that was contributing to that. So there can be, you know, I mean, studies have shown that diabetes is in one of the populations that they studied was as a result of, in particular individuals, was a result of their ancestors having gone through famine and drought. And it really is something that we need to open our eyes up to. And, you know, having conversations like this with you, Colette, and people listening in, I mean, this is the power of knowing that we aren't victims to our DNA, and that there is so much ancestral energies that are showing up, being the triggers for how our bodies and our lives show up. And so it's such powerful, powerful work. And it takes courage. Don't you agree, Colette, for people to actually say, I want this kind of help? And not with you and I, not even just with you and I, but just to be willing to show up for this.
Absolutely. You know, there's a famous quote by Woody Allen, and he says 80% of success is just showing up.
Yeah.
And on a larger scale, like what the reason I brought up Stonehenge in that is because, you know, we love to work with people individually, and we love to work with, you know, specific problems. If people want to call in, as I said, we're happy to be here for you and shift energy for you. And on a larger scale, if we look at human beings as a family, you know, there only is one race. That race is human beings. And if we look at our family as human beings, we can also see these dynamics being played out in global events. And so, you know, when we're shifting energy for ourselves and for our families, we're also shifting energy for the collective masses of people.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the problems, you know, and you hit the nail on the head when you said about being a victim. If we're a victim to our DNA, if we have a limiting belief that we're a victim to our DNA, that leaves us in a very hopeless position where, you know, and it leaves people in a place where they feel like, well, what's the use anyway, because I'm not going to be able to change this.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that we can be absolutely constantly sure of is that change is going to be happening.
Yes.
So we may as well direct that change in a way that benefits us as individuals. And I mean, and our bodies are going to let us know, and we do have to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we can kind of delve into this a little bit deeper, why it is that we have pain in our bodies and why these different things show up in our physical body and how we can use that information to benefit us rather than to, you know, cause more fear or hopelessness. Mm-hmm. And that goes all the way from the DNA that we share in our individual families to as the DNA that we share as a community of human beings here on the planet. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar. When we return, we're going to talk some more about epigenetics and how we can shift our DNA. And we will be right back to make some more shift happen.
There's a lot of things I want, a lot of things that I'd like to be.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca Team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
1230 WBLQ. We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my beautiful guest today, Sharan Sirdar from the UK. Sharan, before we continue, just share your contact information with everyone. And your awesome videos, where do we find those?
My website is www.charansurdar.com. That's C-H-A-R-A-N-S-U-R-D-H-A-R. And then my social media buttons are all on there, so they can go to YouTube and find those videos, as well as connect with me on Twitter and Facebook and all those fun places.
Cool. And so, you know, we were talking about on a broader sense or a broader level, how the issues that, you know, run through the DNA and genetics in our families also, because we all are part of a larger family, which is, you know, our human family. Do you want to, to elaborate on that?
Yeah. You know, I've been doing a lot of work like you have, you know, with people clearing these energies, and it's so amazing that when we do this work and we clear that, that it actually, it impacts not just us, because, you know, I'll work out with muscle testing as to how many generations it's gone back. And you know, for instance, today there was someone who had something that we cleared for originated 28 generations ago. And that's like, we worked it out 1,000, I don't know what year it was. it was going back a while.
Yeah, just a few thousand years or so.
Yeah. And, you know, that individual probably has descendants on the planet that, you know, covers the whole planet, really. And, you know, who knows? So having that cleared, just that one person taking that responsibility to look at themselves and open up to doing this work, it allowed our planet to shift, and the people on the planet to shift. And I don't know how, but what I do know is that energetically I can feel it, and how it shows up, I don't know, but having that happen, I know that it can only be a good thing.
Yeah, well, the thing is that we're all sitting in this place where there's been, we have memories, our definitely our ancestors have memories. Like if you think about someone who is 100 years old right now, how much has changed, and, you know, how much has happened for these people and how much they've had to deal with in a different way when looking back, like not having computers and not having cell phones attached and not having this constant communication that is available to us. We will, you know, a lot of those issues are now being shown to us, and they show up in our physical bodies as complaints from the body. And mm-hmm. These complaints can be looked at as a good thing, or they can be looked at as a bad thing. If we try to mask them and hide them, and we don't get to the problem, the real problem, which is quite often not on a physical level, and we don't delve into that and clear those energies, you know, a lot of times people are spinning their wheels to get better. We do have a caller on the line here, Jai from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Are you there, Jai?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Jai.
Hey, how are you?
I have to say, this is my cousin.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is Jai from Sharan's cousin from Canada. Jai, how are you doing? I haven't seen you since the seminar in Vancouver with Mark Kettenbach, the energetic upgrade seminar. How's it going?
I'm good. I'm a lot better. I'm feeling good.
Your health is good?
Yeah.
It's good.
My health is a lot better.
What can we do for you today? What would you like to have?
Well, you were talking about diabetes, so I was actually wondering if that had to do anything with ancestral issues.
Absolutely, it comes up like that is a lot of times when people have issues with diabetes, it comes up like the sweetness in life. And wanting to have more sweetness in life. And so what comes up with you in particular, and Sharan, I know you're working in the background there, mm-hmm. and I'm going to give you a couple minutes here.
Yeah.
Because it's much easier for me as a non-family member to be more neutral to these issues. And so just because I have a distance from it. And so, you know, diabetes quite often is energetically, it's kind of being cut off from culture. And it's coming up for you in some ways, just wanting to have this freedom. And, you know, freedom is a beautiful thing. What most people don't realize is that true freedom comes from discipline of the mind. And what I mean by discipline of the mind is that your mind will come in there and say, you know, you've got diabetes, you can't change this, it's not possible. We want to strengthen you that you leave your kind of mind parked at the door here right now. Send that out to a black hole and allow this energy to come from a feeling place, which comes from your heart. And so when we connect the central nervous system, which is like the hard drive of your biochemical computer, and we test it energetically for underlying weaknesses, when it comes to diabetes, quite often these run several generations back. Sharan, what are you picking up here?
I picked up there was a disconnection between the small intestine and the kidneys, and it was caused by an emotion of defensiveness, which was inherited. Actually from your dad and grandmother, going back 12 generations. So I've cleared that and reconnected that. So I'm going to continue to work because now the pancreas is coming up. So Colette, if there's anything else you can...
I'm dealing more with the emotional here. And so a lot of times in certain races, like, and we were just talking about the human race, but in certain cultures, there's certain diseases, what we call disease, and it's actually a dis-ease in the body. And quite often, a lot of these sweetness of life issues come up. When I say that this is a desire for freedom, it's kind of wanting to be able to, what is your age?
21.
Yeah. How old are you?
21.
21. See, because it's coming up a spiritual cycle that you're going through. And so quite often, if, you know, if I have a seminar and there's like, say, 50 women in the room and I ask how many of you made choices around marriage, having children, you know, serious like career choices, etc. A lot of women do that at the age of 21. And this is like 3 times 7. It's a spiritual cycle. This is coming up for you. So there's a lot of issues also coming up for you, is that this being a 9 year that you're turning 21 in. So we want to strengthen you to your age and moving forward as a whole being is what's coming up. And so not being kind of dissected into physical, you know, spiritual soul, as being feeding the sweetness in life from your soul, from your spirit, and also in your physical body. We just strengthen that, and the endocrine system definitely is coming up here. Sharan, what are you picking up here?
Did this start around 11? When did it start?
Did it start around what?
What age?
Around 12.
12, yeah, okay, because I got 11, 12, yeah.
Yeah.
What's coming up, because I was working on the pancreas was coming up. Obviously, this is not, you know, just for everyone who's listening, it's not the, I'm not diagnosing or doing any of that. It's looking at the energy of the whole system. So there's the pancreas coming up and the small intestine meridian, and there's a physical trauma there from the age of 11, give or take a year. So physical trauma can also be an emotional trauma. That results in the body being lodged in the body and then impacting our energy systems. And the small intestine meridian is part of the whole digestive system as well, you know, the energy system that helps with the digestion and all of that. So I'm just working on that and continuing to do that.
Okay. And Jai, I didn't get a baseline like I usually do, but where are you now number-wise? Like if I was to ask you from 0 to 10, 10 being like feeling really worried about this, where, and 0 being neutral, where are you right now?
Oh, a total 0. I started off as 0, but like...
Yeah, it's kind of like this is not really the issue that's bothering you on a physical level.
No.
I'm getting on a physical level that you're... How's your health?
My health is fine. I feel strong, like health-wise.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. So we want to really strengthen this for you, that you can start delving a little bit more into just recognizing that, you know, the number one thing about freedom is having the discipline to really go for understanding what the underlying issues here, and we just strengthen you to that. You're working on it, and you're very young to be working on this. And so getting to a zero is about neutrality. When you're in this neutral place, that's when you're able to make strong choices for yourself. So strong choices about the foods you eat. And that's where I'm getting you've been and are going. And so we're just going to strengthen all of this for you. And we have to take a quick break, and we have another caller on the line. So I'm going to let you go off the line here, and I'm going to just let Sharan share with everybody the last of the what got you down to zero here. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me on all social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Also at energeticupgrade.com, our online program is now out, and so you can check that out. And Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from the Vector, those are my energy correcting cards. We'll be right back after this quick break, 1-800-930-2819. Let's make shift happen.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. And I have Sharran Sirdar here. Such a pleasure to have you here with me again today, Sharran. If you would like to call in, we do have some callers on the line, 1-800-930-2819. We just wanted to finish up. We had Jai on, and we got her down to zero. Just tell me what was the last shift you did there, Sharran.
The pancreas needed balancing, and so I finished off with that, and that's where we left off. Yeah,
and she felt like she was feeling more neutral about it. The problem energetically does not come up as her health, although that would be everybody's main concern when there's diabetes. Like, she's working now on deeper spiritual issues, and so these come up in this way, and so we just really strengthen that 100%. We do have Joanna from England on the line. Joanna, are you there? Joanna? Hello? Oh, we're going to take the next call because we lost Joanna from England for a minute here. Patricia from British Columbia, are you there? Patricia?
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Hi,
what can Sharran and I do for you today?
Well, I called you guys because I woke up and I could barely move. I had really, really bad low back pains. And then once I got on the phone with you, it left.
Okay. Hey, that was good work, Sharran. What were you experiencing in your thoughts when you woke up feeling that way?
It's the same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been two mornings I've woke up in that way. And
okay.
Oh my God, how am I going to carry on?
Okay. So Sharran, this goes like, you know, this isn't surprising that, you know, because we were working on Jai earlier, and like the issue with her health is really coming from a similar issue with you. Actually, I'm picking up here. It's a fear of being able to stand in your freedom in your own 2 feet. And so just our subconscious and our unconscious mind are still awake while we're asleep. And so our conscious mind is like, wakes up going, what happened? What happened? One thing that I have found that is very beneficial for people is before you go to sleep, to put yourself into a state of gratitude. What I mean by that is just run through your day and find, you know, as many things as you can feel grateful for. This is something, a tool that Mark and I share in our energetic upgrade program that we have found has been extremely powerful for people. This quiets the subconscious and unconscious mind and has them looking for situations to be grateful for throughout the night while you're sleeping, rather than searching for more traumas. And so we just want to strengthen that for you. And Sharran, like, because she's already feeling better, I just want to, you know, what are you picking up? Hindsight.
Well, you know, as we said, you know, there's always a trigger for these things. And what I'm picking up is actually the back muscle. It's called the longus muscle. It's all the way down the spine. Do you recall anything happening around the age of 23, give or take a year? Patricia, do you recall anything happening around the age of 23?
Not that I really recall.
Do you know what was going on in your life at that time? Any stressful situations?
I had left a abusive boyfriend.
Okay. That makes sense. Because you know what Colette was picking up as well, you know, that feeling of stability. So it's what's coming up is there's two emotions, actually, terror and defensiveness, which totally makes sense with that kind of situation. Mm-hmm. And there was a physical trauma. So whether that was physically you know, you don't have to say, but whether it was physically abusive or emotionally abusive, that was lodged in the back.
What I was just picking up is like she has both. And so that, like, the physical body, it's kind of like bending over to please other people, and also a fear of getting up to run, or should you stay?
Mm.
And that, so, you know.
So it makes sense that, you know, lying down and then waking up, and then you wake up with the back. And, you know, your subconscious is so smart because it knew this call was coming up. It's funny because, you know, when I work with clients, it's like, you know, a day before they'll start feeling stuff. And you know that, Colette, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
always.
Yeah. So it's that, you know, that processing had already begun. And so that was what showed up.
And what I wanted to say is this is coming up from your breathing. So make sure when you wake up in the morning that you're breathing, like take the time to take a deep breath. See, our life force energy comes through our breath. We, you know, through our blood and through the oxygen in our breath. And so many times a lot of these energies are held in the solar plexus, which is like in the diaphragm. And so people will be in this place of almost holding their breath, waiting for the next bad thing to happen and for the other shoe to fall. And so we really want to strengthen you now to being able to let that go as quickly as you did. And this is, you know, this is perfect what happened. I can feel that the pulling in the middle of my back from your back. Like it's kind of like wanting to go into your heart and be vulnerable and be in this place of a loving state, unconditional love, and then at the same time being pulled down by your survival fears from your base chakra. And so we just strengthen all of this for you so that you're going to recognize it even quicker and get on with your day and set an intention for your day to move forward in a strong way. So thank you for calling in. We do have Joanna back from England, so I wanted to grab this call while we can here and just see. Joanna, are you there?
Oh, hello, Colette and Sharon.
Hello, Joanna.
Hello.
Joanna, hi. What can we do for you here this morning or this afternoon for you?
Well, I just felt like calling in. I don't know if you know that I was the winner of your energetic upgrade program.
Oh, awesome. Okay, yeah, the lady from
Yes.
that now lives in the UK.
Yeah.
That was a good shift.
Yeah. That's
hey, Sharon, you're good company.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, wow. Yes.
So how are you doing, Joanna?
I'm quite fine. I've finished the course and I'm working every day with the script you gave. But there's one thing, you know, is the theme that is going on is today is the freedom and everything. I feel like calling in because I just wanted to shift my marriage. I don't know, shift or clear or anything, mm-hmm. because like the feeling about my marriage is I'm being stuck.
Okay.
Like
so
when you get
in touch with that, I just like to get a baseline. When you get in touch with that, are you a zero being neutral, 10? How do you feel 10 being the worst? What state is your marriage in right now?
It's 7 is in my head.
Okay. So, you know, Sharon, you know, when you think about her marriage, what's coming up for you right away?
Because if I could say just one more thing, it's like we are together, but we don't want to be together. So we are just like more about, it's like finances keep us together and it's we like holding us ourselves back by being together.
Okay. So Sharon, what are you picking up here?
I'm picking up energetically, Joanna. There's a broken heart, and that's not physically, obviously. It's energetically, and what can happen when we have that is that it gets reflected on the outside back to us. So I'm going to continue working on that because I know we have a break coming up soon, so I'll let take that.
Yeah, We do need to take a quick break here, but if you hang on the line there, Joanna, we'll check back in with you and see if we can get you to a more neutral state so that you can start making really strong choices about your finances is actually weaker than your marriage, actually. So we don't want to be married to our problems. So we're just going to let those ones go. We'll work on this through the break. You're listening to Colette Marie Stephan with my guest today, Sharan Sirdar, wonderful epigeneticist, wonderful woman, wonderful mother, wife, et cetera, daughter. This is all what we were wanting to work on today is shifting these energies so that we're not dealing with the same problems from our ancestors and then putting them on our descendants. So this is perfect. We'll be right back after this quick break. This is The Truth is Funny. Call in 1-800-931-2810.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Stephan is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
1230 WBLQ. Between the darkness on the street and the houses filling up with light.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Sharan Sirdar on the line with me today, as well as Joanna from England, previously mm-hmm. from Poland. Joanna, we were just working a little bit more on your situation here. And what came up for me and Charan was the same issue, basically, ancestral issues from the hardships and the struggle from, you know, your homeland, basically, and from your ancestors' homeland. And so I'm just going to turn this over to Charan, and I'm continuing to do my energy work the way I am. And we would like to actually put out something here that as we work with you here on this issue, that we are also putting that out there for anyone listening now or later to also empower them to make a shift here. Charan?
Yeah. Joanna, thank you for calling in because it's such a great, great opportunity for helping so many people on this call. So before I go on to that, your broken heart energetically is now corrected. So, you know, that allows you to come through from the fullness mm-hmm. of your being. But what I wanted to do here is to do a prayer. And it's not so much like praying to God or, you know, whatever your belief system, it could be to a flower pot. It really doesn't matter who and what it is, mm-hmm. but it's the energy of the whole thing. So whoever's listening, it's an encoded encoded words, let's put it that way, that would allow for anyone listening to shift if they had hardships, famine, drought, any of their ancestors went through any of that. We just don't know. But so if you're listening, like Colette said, to the replay even, it will help. So here we go. Mm-hmm. Infinite creator, source, divine, whatever word you want to use there, all that you are for me, all my family members, for you, everyone else, all our relationships, all our ancestors and all their relationships through all time, through all our lives, for all hurts and wrongs, famine, drought, traumas, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, sexual, and financial through thought, word, or deed. Please help everyone forgive each other, forgive ourselves, forgive themselves, forgive all people, and all people forgive them completely and totally, please and thank you. For all suicide, incest, murder, rape, abortion, infidelity through thought, word, or deed. Please help everyone forgive each other, forgive ourselves, forgive all people, and all people forgive us completely and totally, please and thank you. For all the times we were abandoned or were abandoned, withheld love or had love withheld, were nurtured, loved, and supported financially or any other way, and where we did that to others, and we didn't nurture, love, or support ourselves or others, infinite, creator, source, divine, whatever you want to call it, please help us all forgive, be forgiven, and forgive ourselves completely and totally, please and thank you. Please, infinite creator, for the highest good, lift up all weight, pain, burden, sin, death, debt, negativity, and limitation of all kind, and transform it into your love, and let your love flow back into us, filling and giving us all complete peace now and forever. Please and thank you. And please help us all, you, Joanna, and everyone listening, love and bless each other, love and bless ourselves, be at peace with each other and peace with ourselves now and forever. Please and thank you. And I just want to say that that energy of that prayer, or those words, goes into our cells, goes into our energy system, clears out all those ancestral energies that are contributing to whatever is showing up, and allows for us to begin to then express ourselves in a way that we're here to do.
Beautiful, Charan. Thank you. Thank I you. Just would like to check in with you, Joanna. How are you feeling right now?
I feel much calmer. Really calm, because my heart was, I mean, every time I call in, my heart is beating so hard. It's like, oh, but now I feel calm. My heart just, you know, I don't.
Thank you. Thank you for calling
in.
Thank
you so much.
And giving us this opportunity to share, you know, on a larger scale, this beautiful, these beautiful words that Charan shared, and strengthening that for everybody listening, you know, we've all made what people refer to as mistakes. Our ancestors have made mistakes. The thing is if we get caught up in the story about why things are happening rather than identifying the underlying reasons, we are not victims here. And so when we put ourselves out in this way, which is comes up genetically in many ways, many people were victimized, but a letting go of this energy and standing empowered and in this place of unconditional love and forgive and forget unconditional. So, and that this doesn't mean just forgetting that bad things have happened or, you know, whatever. It's when people try to forget things, what they do is they tend to suppress them and then they show up in our physical body. And so this is what we want to let go of, is just allowing ourselves to view ourselves as loving beings and moving into a more loving state for ourselves, you know, for our families and for the entire planet. And then looking for creative solutions that come from being in this state of neutrality and looking for creative solutions and for the love, basically. So, you know, thank you so much for calling in, Joanna. Sharan, I just wanted to give you an opportunity just to, you know, because we will be running out of time here very shortly, to just give some last words of inspiration that you would like to share for people.
People could take this quote and re-listen to it. And even if they listen to that, those words that I spoke at the end, and just re-listen to that, it will allow for that clearing. It's very dynamic. It will continue to clear. And I'm just so grateful to have this opportunity here, Colette, with you, that, you know, we've allowed for what we discussed regarding ancestral clearings. How beautiful and perfect it is that who calls in, and how we were able to just allow for everyone to benefit. So thank you.
Oh, thank you once again for being on the show. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com, info@thetruthisfunny.com. If you would like to comment, we love to hear from you. And also at energeticupgrade.com, our new online program is out. Mark and I are very excited about this. It has been a year-long project that is something that is very powerful tools that people can use to shift energy. And also, you can reach me at talesfromthevector.com. And I have a new short story coming out in a book called Life Sparks. And so I'll be sending out a newsletter, and you can find out all about that. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in, and we will talk next Wednesday. Thank you, Sharan. Thank you, Brian.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.